This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 685. Change your change over time vocab for an IELTS 9.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get incredible writing task one vocabulary to describe time and pep up your essay for higher scores.
Hey, Jessica, how's your day going?
My day's going fabulously. How is yours?
It's good. It's good. Let's see. Midweek, I always go to my meditation center on Wednesday nights. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, you know, just right in there, you know, middle of the week.
I had a great boxing class last night.
Excellent.
We did like, I think it was 10 straight minutes of like core work. So different planks. And we did this one plank that I've never done before. So guys, a plank is like when your arms are down, you're in like push-up position and you just hold yourself up for like
those
a full minute, right?
So hard.
And then there's the side plank where you're just on one arm and your other arm is up in the air and you hold yourself for a minute or whatever. So we did that, but then we had to like do like a sit-up thing and bring our, is so hard to explain, and bring like the top arm down to the ground. Like a plank crunch.
Yeah.
It up. So yeah. I am a little bit sore today. A little bit sore.
Yeah, I know. I used to take a kickboxing class or some kind of a kick fit class, and we used to do stuff like that. And it's really, that stuff is awkward and difficult, really challenges the core.
I love it. It is so fun. That's why I only hiked this morning. I didn't run. I started out jogging and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I could just walk this one out today.
That happens to me a lot.
Oh, okay, so exercising done. What are we talking about?
Well, today we're getting into writing, and it's good because we've been talking about writing a lot because we know it's the number one challenge for our listeners, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Guys, if you missed the episode by chance, definitely go back and listen to Vicente's episode because he got a 7.5 on writing, and he gives you guys such great tips. It's such a great episode. Let me see if I could get that one. That is 6.6. I'll get it in a minute. But anyways, go back and listen to Vicente's episode. 6.80. Got it.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, yeah, writing. So we had a really good question from a student in our course, and she already has her answer in Facebook, but she asked something interesting about task one vocabulary.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and read the question for our listeners, and then let's answer it.
Perfect.
Okay. Here we go. So here's the question. So Jessica, I'm wondering if writing task one gives a change over time graph, which represents the time from the past to the future, what tense should I use? I mean, if the trend, if the trend should describe is from past to the future. She's confused about how to describe the trend. If it's from past to future. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So don't overthink this. I think, we have some great vocabulary for you guys today to describe the past and future, but I just want to make this note real fast. Don't try and get complicated with the grammar. We cannot be creative with verb tense. You can't. It's either right or it's wrong. So I see a lot of students do this in writing task one, in the academic task one. You can't get fancy, guys. If the numbers are in the past, you have to use past simple. Don't try and throw in past perfect or even past continuous. I see students using wrong a lot of the time. Remember, guys, there's no choice. It's either right or wrong. So just use past simple for the past numbers. And if the numbers are in the future, then use will. But we have some better vocab for you guys today than just using like will, right?
Yeah.
So as far as like the grammar goes, guys, you don't have a choice. It's past simple or it's future. That's it.
Good to know. Good to know where we can get creative, right, when it comes to vocabulary, and where we just need to be steady and just give the examiner what's correct, right? What works. Yeah.
Exactly. So if we are describing the past as you usually are in change over time, and guys, if you don't know what change over time is, then you should be a three-key student, because in the task one part of the writing module, we tell you exactly all the possible task one questions, what they look like, what grammar you should use for all of them. So everything is in there. Hello, future IELTS test takers out there. If you want to get an overall 8, just like recent episode guest Vicente, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We have a bonus just for podcast listeners as well, how to wake up the examiner on your speaking test. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course, or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, so for example, if we're saying from 2000 to 2008, right? That's kind of boring, right? So is there another way we could say that?
Well, I mean, we can think about how many years that is, right? So we can talk about, you know, in this 8-year period, something like that. Like, how much time are we talking about? A different way to phrase it. We got to get a little creative here.
Yeah, I like that. Because we know we shouldn't repeat vocabulary, but guys, you should also not repeat numbers. So if you're describing that something in that 8-year period for line A, don't use exactly the same time phrase for line B. You see what I'm saying? Like, we can't just say from 2000 to 2008, blah, 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 blah. Additionally, from 2000 to 2008, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So instead of repeating it, use a paraphrase. I like, instead of time period, like in the like time span, ooh, we could span. Be like, in the initial 8-year time span exhibited. Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, exhibited. That's a really high level word. I mean, that's great.
I love that word. I use exhibited all the time in task one. That's like the easiest fancy thing to throw in there. But yeah, I think those two phrases, guys, that's enough to like not repeat yourself over and over again. So do get a little bit creative with how you're paraphrasing the time frames for sure.
I love that. I mean, it's so smart to be prepared like this, to have a couple of smart phrases in our back pocket, so we know it's going to impress the examiner no matter what.
Exactly, guys. The cool thing about task one, the academic task one, is you know what you have to write about. It doesn't change, right? It's numbers or maps or diagrams, but that's another thing. So the good thing is, like, there's just a certain kind of vocabulary you know you will need. So just learn that. Yeah. That's why in the course, in 3 Keys IELTS, we give you all the best, most interesting vocabulary instead of saying increase, decrease, highest, lowest. Yeah. So it's all there. You don't have to, like, you know, use a thesaurus or try and find it yourself. It's all there for you.
Yeah. And the same goes for grammar, right? We were talking about earlier, just using certain tenses. And I think if you guys are out on your own in the IELTS world trying to prepare, you might be memorizing all the tenses in English and you'll never use them all on the IELTS exam. They aren't necessary. And so that's why it's so important to be part of a community, to be part of a system where you're being told what to do. You're not guessing what you need to learn.
Yeah, man, there's so much you could be wasting your time on. I remember I used to do a lesson when I taught IELTS in the classroom, and I would do this whole like grammar chart on the board with the different verb tenses. Oh. And then I would go and like cross out most of them.
Yeah, that's like, good. That's good. That's
these are things you'll never need, like not even in just real life talking. We don't use
that. I love that. It's so good to show students that, because the visual that our listeners, our students can remember. So guys, just picture that, right? On the board, seeing Jessica cross off certain tenses, and, you know, 80% of them.
For real. For real. Nobody uses like past perfect continuous. Nobody uses that. Okay. So now let's give you guys some vocab for the future. So instead of just saying numbers will increase, right? We could say something like numbers are predicted to increase, or numbers are forecast to increase. That's a nice phrase.
Or numbers are expected to increase. Yeah, like that too.
That's awesome. That's all you need, because you can't have too many numbers, right? So literally, like, those three phrases are enough. That's all you need for that paragraph about the future. So great. Wow.
So straightforward. Look at that. Look how much time we can save. I mean, obviously, guys, inside the course, we go into more depth. We show you everything you need for that writing task one. But look how much time we can save when we really, like, study what matters for IELTS.
Exactly.
We focus on what is true about the exam.
Well, guys, I think that's one reason why you are listening to us right now, because you know that Lindsay and I are so straightforward and honest about what you need and what you don't need for IELTS. We're not, you know, trying to fill an hour in the classroom. Every episode is of different length because we say what we need to, and it's over when it's over, right? We're not like, oh God, we need to stretch this out for another 20 minutes. Let's give you some busy work. So that's our motto, right? You can trust us. And it's the same way in the course.
Yep.
Ooh, speaking of writing, we're having a web class.
Yes, where we're going to learn the do's and don'ts of writing task two, right? I love that idea.
Yeah.
The do's and don'ts. Again, this is going to cut your study time short, right? It's going to save you time because you know what to do and what not to do.
Exactly. It's going to be so great, you guys. So much advice that is purely for IELTS, right? It's not about TOEFL. It's not about your college essay, right? This is because IELTS is so different. So come to this webinar, you guys, March 5th and 6th. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/advice and learn exactly what makes your writing score well or not score well in writing test two.
And guys, make sure you come live, because these days we are not sending out the replay, okay? So make sure you come live, hang out with us, mark it on your calendar. You'll get to ask your question, get your questions answered, and it is a lot of fun. It's a fun
so
way
fun.
To spend a day, an evening, a morning, whatever it is for you.
Yes, it's different times for everyone listening, as it is for you and me, because we're 3 hours difference.
Exactly. Well, this has been great, Jessica. This has been so fun, and I'm glad we talked about this today. Writing, it is the big challenge, and we're here to help our listeners get through it.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.